Learning is life. Life itself is just all about learning. We can't just do without learning. In fact, our living is as a result of learning. Because each day of our life is full of lessons. Quoted from Abdulaziz O. Utunaya. So, we'll be talking about what can we say about learning. Let me just rephrase the topic, learning. Now, we are all familiar with the word learning. We all know what learning means. We all know what it means to be learned. But the mistake we all make is, we believe learning should be done in a structured setting, in a structured environment, in an organization. When I mean organization, I mean schools, I mean place of work, I mean where you learn your vocation, where you learn trade and the likes. But that is not just where learning can exist or where we can all learn things. Learning is also a form of experience. We learn as a result of experience. We learn as a result of what we've seen, what we've heard, what we just feel, what came to our mind, what we define. That's the way we learn. And the way the human brain is built, it's built to the form, like, let's just put it this way. We all know what a story devices are, but they all have their limitations. But the way human brain is built, it can absorb information, it can collect unlimited data. That is why we all learn every day. And it is often said, the day a child is born, that's the day he started learning. And the day a child dies, or a man dies, that's the day his learning ends. That's true. Just imagine, we start learning from our childhood, from our infants, from when we are infants, sorry. Like, we learn how to walk, we learn how to eat, we learn how to talk, we learn how to play, we learn how to leap, we learn how to wear our slippers. There was a time then you have to wear the left leg to the right leg and the right leg to the left leg. But we all learn that. From that process, through that process, our brain begins to expand. It begins to expand. It begins to expand. It begins to absorb more information and utilize it well. We learn about how to talk. Some children get lucky from their childhood. They listen to about 5 languages at a time. So they get lucky, they can speak those 5 languages at a go. We tend to believe this child knows this thing because he stays with this kind of people. Yes. And also because the child have actually learned it. Yeah. It might not be directly. It might be indirectly. But you have learned something. One way or the other. Now, everyone is a learner, but just on different stage, phase, class, etc. Now, the foolish and the wise are both learner, yes. But what separates them from each other is the way they interpret and utilize what they have learned. We have two people. This is an instance. We have two people. One is foolish, one is wise. You teach them the same thing. Now, in this case, there's a teacher. You teach them the same thing, the same time. But the foolish one might interpret it wrongly, or might not even interpret it well. But the wise one interprets it more than what he has even had or she has even had. that way the information they've learned, the data they've acquired through their from their teacher has actually benefited the wise one very well, because of the way he interprets the information and utilizes it. No matter how great a man could be in life, he will always learn. No matter how great a woman would be in life, she would always learn. We know this man to be the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, but still he's a learner. And you might know someone to be the poorest man in the world, still the person is a learner. Everyone are all learners. Because if we say this person is above learning, this person is above this stage, then we would not go back to our Bible and read them every day. We would not go back to some things that we do and just go through them every day again. Learning is constant. In fact, I would say learning is constant key. The only thing that just changes in learning is stage, levels at which you've known some things. That's the only thing that changes, but the process is still the same. Someone said this, and I would like to read out this definition also. Learning is a process that leads to change, which occurs as a result of experience. It doesn't matter the stage of work. It doesn't matter the stage of work you find yourself. Learning never stops. Now, the same thing I said earlier on, that's the same thing this person is trying to say here. It doesn't matter the stage you are, it doesn't matter the level you are, learning never stops. Someone also said something, and I would like to say this. Yeah, whatever you have learned never leaves you. It's only the thing you don't learn that leaves you. But whatever you have learned is your own, is your right. You hold on to it. It's your own copyright. In life, you don't need a teacher to become a learner. Yes, when I mean teachers, I mean a direct teacher, like one-on-one person teaching you to become a learner. No, all you need is people that has what you need around you. Then you tap from them, you learn bit by bit. And thank God for technology these days. We have various platforms whereby we can learn anything at any time. There was this day I told my sister about something, and she's a fashion designer. I told her about a durag or something. That's what they call durag. So she's like, she does not know how to sew this thing, but she's promising me that okay, within the next few days she will get it done. After 2 days, she came back to me. She said she has gotten the stuff. Then I was like, okay, how did she get it? She said that she went to meet a tailor or someone. She said no, she just checked it on YouTube, and she got the actual information she need, and she started sewing, and it came out fine. I'm like, okay, that's very great of you. That's very good of you. Now, a platform has been made available for everyone. The only thing we just need to do is to tap into it. There are different platforms. YouTube is just a general free one, whereby you need to learn something very fast. You need to go there and you tap onto it. So learning never stops. I repeat, learning never stops. Let's learn every day. Let's develop every day. Let's grow every day. Time will tell. Time will tell. The richest man you see today started learning somewhere. The famous man you see today started from somewhere. So don't let's jump ahead. Let's flow gradually. Let's flow gradually. Then we'll get there. All it needs, all it takes is just learning. Learning. How small the world is, it is so powerful. It is so powerful. So don't let us stop learning. Learning continues. Thank you. this is Inkman.